Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Basics of Reporting and Dashboards. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in BI in the Business Intelligence for Decision Makers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the functionalities of reporting and dashboards, identify key metrics and how to present them, and learn how to design user-friendly dashboards for stakeholders. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create basic reports and dashboards that effectively communicate business intelligence insights. Main content: understanding reporting and dashboard functionalities. Reporting and dashboards are essential components of business intelligence, BI, that help you visualize and present data insights clearly and informatively. A report is a structured document that provides detailed information about specific metrics over a certain period. It typically includes tables, charts, and written analysis. On the other hand, a dashboard is an interactive visual interface that displays key performance indicators, KPIs, and other data in real time, allowing users to monitor performance at a glance. Both reporting and dashboards serve different purposes but complement each other. Reports often provide deeper insights and historical context, while dashboards offer a more immediate view of performance. Understanding when to use each tool is critical in conveying the right message to stakeholders. For instance, if you need to present quarterly sales data, a detailed report may be more appropriate. However, for real-time monitoring of sales performance, an interactive dashboard would be more effective. Key metrics and how to present them. When creating reports and dashboards, selecting the right metrics is crucial. Key performance indicators, KPIs, should align with your business objectives. For example, if your goal is to increase customer retention, you might focus on metrics such as customer satisfaction scores, churn rates, and repeat purchase rates. Once you've chosen your KPIs, it's important to present them clearly. Use visual elements such as graphs and charts to make data more digestible. For instance, a bar chart could effectively show sales trends over the last year, while a pie chart can represent market share distribution. Always ensure that the visuals are not overly complex. Simplicity can enhance understanding. Additionally, include contextual information in your reports and dashboards. Providing insights alongside the metrics helps stakeholders understand the implications of the data. For example, if sales decreased last quarter, a brief analysis explaining potential reasons for the decline can guide decision-making. Designing user-friendly dashboards for stakeholders. A well-designed dashboard is intuitive and user-friendly. When designing dashboards, consider your audience's needs and preferences. Stakeholders may have varying levels of technical expertise, so ensure that the dashboard is accessible to everyone. Start by organizing the dashboard layout logically. Group related metrics together, and use consistent color schemes and fonts. Prioritize the most important information, placing key metrics at the top or in the center of the dashboard for immediate visibility. Interactive elements, like filters and drill-down capabilities, can enhance user experience. For example, allowing users to filter data by region or time period can provide more relevant insights. However, avoid cluttering the dashboard with too many features. Simplicity is key. Lastly, regularly solicit feedback from users. This helps you understand what works and what doesn't, allowing you to make necessary adjustments for continuous improvement. Encouraging stakeholders to share their experiences with the dashboard can lead to valuable insights that enhance usability and effectiveness. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the basics of reporting and dashboards, emphasizing their functionalities, the importance of selecting key metrics, and the principles of designing user-friendly dashboards. By understanding these concepts, you can create basic reports and dashboards that effectively communicate BI insights to your stakeholders. Remember, the goal is to present data in a way that informs decision-making and drives business success. Reflection questions: what are some key metrics you would choose to include in a dashboard for monitoring customer satisfaction? How can you ensure that the reports you create align with your business objectives? In what ways can user feedback improve the effectiveness of your dashboards?